Hello, I'm Wayne, and this is my Iron Maiden podcast, sponsored by Marmite. There's no thin line between the love and hate for this product. I hate it. Sorry, Marmite. On these shows, I'm looking at the songs of Iron Maiden and how they've impacted on me growing up in 1980s and 1990s Birmingham. I'm also looking at Brave New World, the album from the year 2000, and that's where I am today, on the album review special. Now, I've had some messages on the last episode that we did, which was, of course, The Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I had a message from Robbie saying that it's quite sad that we're finishing the show. And that's nice, isn't it? You know, people getting emotional. But it seems he's sad because he says, you haven't even found out who Hawklord was, you great oxymoron. Yeah, that's not good, is it? You know, it's started off nice, but then it went downhill. Yeah, the message I'm talking about, it's not an extra comment on the podcast. And yeah, Alan Bell also messaged to say that Dennis seemed even sadder than usual with the news. So yeah, a bit of concern there. But you know, Tommy Sausage, he sent a tweet in saying that he understood and he said the podcast's been a great journey and Brave New World's a nice milestone. So that's good. Some understanding there. So yeah, this week we're looking at the album Brave New World after doing 10 episodes on each of the songs. Going back to last week and yeah, a few people noticed that Trevor seemed a bit down in the dumps. So I've decided that he can be on the phone for the whole show, which we've done before on a couple of episodes. So yeah, he's in the background, but he won't speak unless spoken to. So you say hello, Trevor.
Hiya, listeners. Great to be here so early on.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, Trevor's here, and that might be good news, but I anticipate that this also means that 2% of the listeners might now turn off.
That's not very nice.
All right, yeah, so on the news then, about the podcast, so yeah, what are you going to do now with all your free time?
Well, it's not that much free time, is it? But yeah, I'll still write poetry. I might take up jogging, you know, get myself nice and buff for the ladies.
Buff?
Yeah, like trim. Of course, I'll be focusing on Eurovision over the next month or so.
Do you think the UK will win?
Nah.
I suppose you want France to win?
Not really. I'm not too bothered with their song. I think Italy will win.
Let me guess, it's a young lady.
Yeah, it is actually.
I'm sure it's all pop nonsense anyway. Are there any songs that fans of this podcast might like? You know, like heavier stuff?
No, not really. The only rocky ones, maybe Norway and San Marino.
Okay, well, anyway, we're here to talk about Iron Maiden. And yeah, as I said, album review show, and maybe you've heard some album review shows from the past. I know, we don't sort of just do a highlights reel of what's been said already, just try and sum up things, really. And people quite liked the earlier album review shows. You know, that was when they were real specials, and they were special. You know, we had revelations about the Muppets, Depeche Mode, and, you know, rave reviews about my Jigsaw commentaries. So, yeah, I'm going to try and recreate that. So, yeah, I'm going to do a jigsaw of the Brave New World sleeve.
A jigsaw?
Yeah.
What, do I have to sit and listen?
Well, I'm not doing it now. I've already done it. So, yeah, I'm just going to add the recording in. So, yeah, okay, here you go. This is what happened.
Hello, I'm Wayne. And here I am in the front room. Although you can't see me. This is audio, isn't it? But, yeah, I've got the jigsaw. Brave New World. So let me shake the box and prove it. Yeah, that's it. It's Brave New World. Now, I've already opened the box because, you know, I couldn't wait. It was exciting. Yeah, that freshness of the pieces, the smell of the box, and that expectation. I enjoyed it. I'm sorry I didn't get to sample that. But I sort of liken it to how you might have felt when you opened the CD of Brave New World back, 24 years ago, 2000. So, yeah, nice smells. And I'll open the box now just to sort of get into it. And it's not because it's not the Brave New World jigsaw and it's a jigsaw I've already done, you know, the Iron Maiden one. I know I had some speculation, didn't I? That people thought I hadn't bought that album. that jigsaw, and I was just doing an old one. It was just a trick. I am genuinely doing the Brave New World jigsaw. So yeah, listen to those pieces. Like your feet on sand, isn't it? On a beach. Llandudno. Yeah. It's exciting. Now, Brave New World doesn't have perhaps the excitement of the jigsaws I've done before. You know, the colour, yellow and black, the red Iron Maiden font. But never mind. Hopefully I'll still enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of blue, isn't there, on this sleeve. And maybe jigsaw purists might have moaned about the Power Slave one for this reason. You know, lots of blue and brown. But I imagine there was enough detail there to make it fun. But here, here's lots of blue and grey and black. And I mean, I like clouds, but I like them yellow and black like the early days. It's not really a fun Eddie either, this one. You know, just a face, no body. I'm a couple of hours in now, and I think this is the hardest Iron Maiden jigsaw to do. Now, Peace of Mind as a sleeve might not be that interesting, although people like it. I'm looking at it from a jigsaw perspective. Maybe I should have done some more analysis on those sleeves. You know, when I was doing them, maybe sort of what would they be like as jigsaws? Because I haven't done all of them. I don't think Derek Riggs maybe considered this, did I? When he was drawing the sleeves. Well, yeah, what would make a good jigsaw 40 years on? I bet he didn't even think of it. Yeah, conscious that maybe it's hard to get the atmosphere and the intensity of me putting pieces together. Yeah, not, you can't really do it on a podcast. Maybe I'll do a video of me doing a jigsaw. Okay, I've done the jigsaw. You can't see it, but I've really done it. I've really done this jigsaw. It's here in front of me. I'm looking at it, sat here. Taking me 5 hours, which is disappointing because, you know, my times on previous jigsaw commentaries, maybe 2.5, 3 hours. But I'll put it on the spreadsheet. But yeah. I suppose when you get older as well, you get slower. I mean, that was 4 years ago. Yeah. Or maybe just it is a harder image. But either way, I've got this sense of achievement, which is quite satisfying.
Okay, can you make a comment on that footage, just like saying it was really good or something? Just for continuity, really.
What?
Just say it was good.
Okay. Oh, that sounded amazing. Oh, really good. Can I borrow it?
Well, no, not really. I'd rather not lend it out, to be honest. Although I do have it. It was the Brave New World jigsaw. It wasn't just any other jigsaw. I know I had some awkward questions, didn't I, last time, and people didn't believe I was doing the Killers one. Saying, oh, how do you know it wasn't your mum's jigsaw? You know, that one with the illustration of that leafy English suburb. No, it wasn't that. It was genuinely Iron Maiden jigsaw. All right, well, anyway, Brave New World, the album, not the jigsaw. Let's talk about that. It starts off with The Wicker Man, a top 10 UK single. So yeah, hearing this, yeah, at the time and even now, it sounds back to form, a fuller sound and, you know, the better lineup. That, well, not traditional, but, you know, it's got that traditional sound. I wonder if people now think that this lineup and therefore the current lineup is the best. You know, three guitars and Bruce on vocals. Is it the best?
No.
No, it's a rhetorical question.
Oh.
So yeah, there's still quite a few, isn't there, who question Yannick being there. So maybe that late 80s period people think is the best lineup. But then there's some who prefer Clive on drums to Nico. So maybe the 1982 lineup was the best, despite it only being one album. No one really talks about Dennis, do they, in this sort of conversation. So I'm not going to. Sorry, Dennis. And thank you for all your messages over the years. I'm sorry if I haven't seemed grateful or interested. I had a message from Andrew Dubroy this week, and it was a link to a new interview with Dennis Stratton in Guitar World. And it was nice because there was a question about the pedals he used in Iron Maiden. And I was delighted that he deliberately didn't mention Julian. So that's nice for us, isn't it? And it'll always be an exclusive for this podcast. So yeah, I'm grateful. Now, I mentioned Yannick before, didn't I? And he stuck around, which, you know, he didn't have to. But I know he's been a bit annoyed that his references to The Wicker Man and Blood Brothers, they were featured in previous series, so, you know, maybe a bit premature. But I'm delighted to say we've got one of these.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Hello.
I'm Eric Gers from Iron Maiden, and welcome to another Getting Jiggy with It. People wonder if I was affected by Adrian coming back at this time. And I say, no. It was nice of Wayne, though, to say that this made me plucky-like, but it's not quite right. I did offer to leave, but Steve said, no. Imagine if I had done. There'd be no legacy. I mean the song, The Legacy. I don't mean the legacy of Iron Maiden. Anyway, I'm sad I've not been as involved in this series. I did a lot on Brave New World, and there's plenty of opportunities to dance in the songs. The Nomad. I used to pretend I was a nomad in the nightclubs, wandering from corner to corner in the dance floor, impressing the ladies. I used to have a warm-up routine as well, called the Fallen Angel, where I'd swoop my arms up and down like wings, and then I'd suddenly drop to the floor using my knees. And of course, if you like the disco as much as I do, then you might dream of mirror balls. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Okay, well, back to The Wicker Man. That's what we were talking about. And on that episode, way back at the beginning of January or something, we wondered whether there's been a better single since, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it's certainly the best album opener since the 80s. Maybe Sign of the Cross was a contender, but that's quite a different song, isn't it?
Yeah, we've said before that the best singles aren't always the best songs. You know, like Run to the Hills, Can I Play with Madness? And Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. They're good singles, you know, the best positions in the chart, but these aren't up there with the best songs. But then, The Wicker Man, that does both. It's a good single, great song.
Yeah, that's it. And it follows up with Ghost of the Navigator. Now, that's an interesting follow-up, isn't it? It's sort of stop-start, twists and turns, keeps you on your toes, you know. It's like going on the waltzers at the pier in Blackpool.
Or Bob Wilson's Fair in Stedgeford. When you're sick on them.
No, I wasn't. Then we get the title track, Brave New World. And of course, that's a book. And what's interesting is that the lyrics of the song Brave New World, maybe the lyrics don't always relate to the book. Yet, in other songs, there are some themes that are similar. The choices and the contrasts between two different things, good and evil, which we've come to expect, love and hate. In the book, there's differences between the lives of the savages and those in the brave new world. But just as in all differences or opposites, there's a thin line between them. And, you know, you can see similarities, can't we? I'm sure you've got some examples, Trevor.
Yeah, politics.
Okay, not politics.
Oh, all right. Like Taylor Swift and Iron Maiden.
Okay, come on. I meant like literature stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, The Winter's Tale, the kingdoms of Bohemia and Sicilia, they seem different, but again, lots of similarities.
Yeah. Talking of Shakespeare, there was a lot of reference to The Tempest, wasn't there, in the podcast? And that makes sense, because the book title comes from a quote in that. Then we got the live favourite, Blood Brothers. So, brilliant start to the album. And we said, didn't we? The first four songs, that's probably the best opening to an Iron Maiden album.
Yeah, I don't think it's been bettered. Yeah, maybe a better three, but yeah, first four being consistent like that, it's amazing.
Yeah, but then weirdly, none of those songs individually would be in my top 10 or top 20. Maybe not even my top 30.
Well, come on, there's 160-odd songs, isn't there? I'd be surprised if the songs from this album weren't in it. Well, the top 30, I reckon most people would pick some.
Well, maybe top 40 for them. Yeah, that's pushing it a bit. I think what's interesting about this album is that the feel of a comeback, that almost boosts that excitement for that first run of songs. So maybe I'm not judging it properly, but no, they still have to be good songs. And the line not being back makes you think, oh, this is good old Iron Maiden, but it isn't just that. It's a good mix of familiar things, yeah, and we've heard some of it before, but there's enough to make you feel positive about the future. And just listen, you know, Nico, he seems more fired up, doesn't he, with the drumming? You know, the bells and whistles that we talked about, and the extra detail compared to that passive monotony in Virtual 11. And by the end of the album, of course, we hear in that sort of studio chat at the end of The Thin Line Between Love and Hate, if you turn it up, he says, oh, I missed it. And I do believe that's part of him missing what Iron Maiden was to him. You know, maybe it had gone a bit off the tracks, off the rails. And maybe sadly this series will be remembered for too much mention of boobs. And we've got balls now, thanks to Yannick. But yeah, we've also had Trevor's weird poem about a teddy bear filled with his uncle's ashes. And then me forgetting that The Mercenary was played live and on the Rockin' Rio album. So, yeah, all the good observations overshadowed by the errors or the strange bits. Luckily, Pterodactyl Mark seemed to save the day with some memorable look for the truths. Now, I've got in touch with him again because I feel like people might want this. And people liked the AI thing, you know, linking to Suzanne Williamson. And I had a look to see if there was any comments on the album from her. But of course, the band haven't put the whole album up as one video for people to comment on, not even as a playlist. But what I did find was the song Brave New World on their official channel. Oh, and of course, Suzanne Williamson 8339 responded. But interestingly, someone replied to her. There's a conversation between her and someone called Jacqueline Rocha 8256. So yeah, this conversation and Pterodactyl Mark's rave reviews, I thought maybe we could reenact this with me playing the part of Suzanne Williamson 8339 and him as Jacqueline Rocha 8256. Let's see what happened. Right, here he comes.
Hi, Wayne!
Hello. Why are you wearing lipstick?
I thought I'd get in character. Play the part.
Didn't we mention lipstick in a previous episode?
Yeah, it was a dream I had.
Oh, right. Oh, so the dream is true then?
Yeah.
Right, so let's get started then. I suppose you've got the video open, like I asked you.
Yeah. Shall I put on a funny voice?
What?
Shall I put on a funny voice?
Well, nah, well, there's no need, is there? Right, okay, well, remember, I'm Suzanne and you're Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read out the first comment then. And remember, these are real comments. This isn't something we did on ChatGPT.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I'm telling the listener. Right. Maybe Maiden haven't invented the metal genre, but they've surely perfected it to unreachable levels. The epicness is beyond belief, the essence of beauty and perfection. Pure Maiden magic.
Impossible not to fall in love. Sign of the goat, hearts, happy face.
Yeah, you don't have to read the emojis out.
Oh, impossible not to fall in love.
Definitely. I'm sorry, but I've seen your comments often. And to me, it seems we have the taste. So welcome, my friend.
Stay safe, my friend. Hugs and good vibrations. I've always read your comments about Maiden, and I think they're fantastic, as the band deserves.
Now, hang on, right. We'll step in out of character for a moment. And that's nice, isn't it? He's not talking about me and the comments on my podcast, although he could be. This Jacqueline, she's talking about Suzanne Williamson. And yes, he's nice. And I hope this podcast has given her the platform she deserves.
Can we be girls again?
Yes. Yeah, just do that last bit again.
I've always read your comments about Maiden and I think they're fantastic, as the band deserves.
Thank you. I'm only trying to describe my inner feelings to these fantastic musicians.
I understand. I feel this. To maiden, love and gratitude, simply.
So very true. What an outstanding gift they had given me when I thought my life was over. Is above and beyond anything.
I believe I can understand your words perfectly. I also met Maiden at a difficult time in my life, and their wonderful music helped me to overcome this turbulent phase. Fraternal hugs. Stay safe, stay home.
They are the truly creators of power and symphonic metal, the most emotional and powerful.
Hang on, what are you doing here?
I'm Manuel San, 4901.
Well, we were having this deep moment, and then you just come in and interrupt.
Yeah, that's what happened in the comments. I'm joining in.
Why are you wearing a moustache?
I thought he might wear one.
Yes, powerful and immortal.
Aye?
That's what I say in response to Trevor. I mean, Manuel.
Manuel? Well, Trevor is a bit like Manuel from Fawlty Towers. Is that why you're wearing a moustache?
No.
Well, I was going to ask you to get ChatGPT to review the Brave New World album in the tone of a 50-year-old female superfan, like before. But I feel this has gone on for long enough. I also actually feel we've invaded her privacy here a bit with all these feelings.
Nah, it's in the public domain. Should I give you my top three songs from the album?
No.
Now, as the series went on, those final song episodes, there seemed to be a strong view from some people that the final three songs, anyway, they're all good, and it's a very strong ending, and it's the middle section that is the weak spot, if there is one. Now, The Mercenary and The Fallen Angel, yeah, maybe they seem this way, because they're a bit more straightforward. I mean, I don't think it's Iron Maiden on autopilot, because it's still an improvement on most of that 90s stuff with Bruce. Then some of these songs originated when Blaze Bayley was still in the band, and yeah, as I said, I could see him singing Dream of Mirrors. On Facebook, Nick Lynch got a bit of stick, didn't I, for saying that the album had a bit of a downturn near the end. But in fairness, I wasn't that glowing in my reviews of these songs. I felt that the Stechford Male Voice Choir had a nicer take on The Nomad. And now The Silent Planet, yeah, maybe that felt a bit messy. But the three song run is good, but I don't really agree with Ron Kramer, who responded saying that it's the best three song run on an album in their career. Although, in fairness, I can't think of anything maybe as an alternative. Maybe the opening three on Peace of Mind or Somewhere in Time. Yeah, they're better, in my opinion. Now, as well as the freshening up of the band with the lineup, there's also a new producer, Kevin Shirley,
who did as he was told.
Now, while some people complain about his production today, you can't deny there's a serious step up in the sound from Virtual 11 to Brave New World. I feel like this also adds to the energy and the feel of this exciting album. Right, Trevor, should we do our top threes? That'd be good. Have you got the list there? Your top three songs from the album?
Yeah, got it.
Okay, so if we run through them, I can never remember how we do this. Shall I do my number three and then you do your number three? Because we go backwards, don't we? I remember that bit.
Yeah, we could do.
So yeah, all right. Well, hang on. Because we've got, I play my music, don't I? I'll have to find it. Hang on. So, yeah, I'll just run through mine then, and then you do yours. Is that what we do? As far as I don't go last, the more suspense.
No, strangely, you go first.
Okay, so, yeah, right, here we go then.
Number three.
My number three is a thin line between love and hate. Yeah, an interesting choice. This fresh listen to the album made me realise I really like it. More than I thought. I mean, I always thought it was good, but probably would have ranked other songs above it had I just done it without really going deep into the album. But yeah, listening back, better than I remembered. And yeah, it's got a good vibe from start to finish.
Number two.
Number two goes to The Navigator. Yeah, really good. Nice dramatic song and it keeps my attention. Yeah, quite a long song, but it doesn't feel that way. So yeah, strong one.
Number one.
My number one is The Wicker Man. Yeah. Can't deny it. It's brilliant. In fact, based on what I said earlier, I'm going to be bold now. I'm going to say, it is in my top 30 Iron Maiden song. So, yeah. How do you like that one? Right then, Trevor. Quite brief, I suppose. But, we have done episodes on these songs. So, if you do yours now.
Yeah. Put some sound effects.
Yeah, I'm guessing that you're building this up and yet it's going to be the same weird ones, isn't it?
Let's find out. Number three.
Oh, come on.
The Wicker Man? Yeah, not as high as you, but can't deny it. It's a standard. Snappy. No messing about. Iron Maiden are back, baby.
Is this ChatGPT again?
No, it's Trevor.
Why you saying baby?
Why not? That's how I feel. You ready for number two?
Yeah, just do it. You'd have to ask me if I'm ready. It's not a poem, is it? In fact, I don't have to be ready for your poems, but you always ask me if I'm ready. It's not like I have to sit down. Well, actually, it is like I have to sit down when I hear them. Anyway, enough of this. Let's go into your number two, please.
My number two?
Yes, your number... Just do it.
OK, number two. Blood Brothers? Surprised you didn't mention it. Yeah, I mentioned it. I said at the time, didn't I? Goose pimple moments.
Goosebumps?
Doesn't matter. Pimples?
Why are you talking about pimples?
Goose pimples.
Alright, is that it?
No, it's an important track. You know, not just live, but just good, thoughtful lyrics we can all relate to. Yeah? I don't know, a unifying moment. It's what we need in the world.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Number one. Ghost of the Navigator.
Oh.
I'm surprised I picked this at number one. But it's high, because it's so interesting, like you said. Loads of good aspects, and a sing-along chorus. I feel like I'm a navigator as well, on my journey to becoming buff and getting a lady friend.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any link between this song and this ambition of yours.
Well, there we are. So yeah, interesting differences. Well, some similarities.
Yeah, actually, yeah, there's two the same, wasn't there, in both top lists. I sometimes think it's disappointing when that happens. I almost like it when we've got completely different ones. I feel like, you know, we're giving a shout-out to the other songs then. But yeah, I suppose we've got four. Maybe no surprises. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's an album where whatever song you pick in sixth place is still very good.
Yeah, no, I'd probably agree with that. Okay, well, yeah, what else is there to talk about? I mean, I noticed that, actually... this is the longest average song length on an album. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. The average song length on this album is 6 minutes 42. And that's the longest average song length on an album to date. So the songs are getting longer. So that's something that we would have to get used to. I don't know what tense that is. Conditional tense. So it's not... It's sort of past tense because this is how I felt then. But of course it isn't now, because I've said we would have to get used to, but we are now used to.
We just say we're used to it now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the artwork.
Yeah.
As I found out with the Jigsaw, it's not the most exciting, but, you know, it's still visually quite good. Mainly blue, of course. And the upper half of the artwork, that was done by Derek Riggs, you know, the sky and the eddy. And then the bottom half, that was digital artist Steve Stone. Not the Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest midfielder.
No. It's a bit like mixed media, isn't it? Like drawing and digital. I suppose that was the thing to do in the year 2000. Like you did in art, you know, collage and wax crayons.
No one did collage and wax crayons.
We could do. I was just picking two different forms. Papier-mâché.
What about it?
Dunno.
Stop saying papier-mâché.
I only said it once. Yeah, I'm not keen on the art. I think it doesn't feel like Eddie, does it? I mean, I suppose none of them have, since No Prayer for the Dying. Maybe Virtual 11 a little bit. But yeah, this is just a face in the clouds. Yeah, it's nothing special. See that every day?
What, face in the clouds?
Yeah, watching me.
I don't think so.
Well, it's what I see. I saw the Easter Bunny in it once.
Okay, well, yeah, moving on. Anyway, the album, very good, consistent album. And, you know, I wonder, has it been top since? And don't answer it, Trevor, that's just me asking the question for nobody to answer. Maybe someone at home is shouting, yes. But, Yeah, I'm not sure it has. But, you know, maybe you'll never find out my thoughts on those albums, you know, if this is the last one. So, but yeah, I suppose it's been close. So that's the end of the series then. Yeah. Going forward, well, here you go. We're doing an episode next week.
What?
Yeah, going to do an extra show next week.
What do you mean? I'm fed up with this. All this teasing. We think it's stopping, and then we get these cheeky comments with this really ragged notion that you'll return. Yeah, we don't know where we stand. Not being fair.
Oh, yeah, it's just an extra idea I've had. But, yeah, I'll talk to you about it later. So, yeah, something to think about. And also, you know, even if the podcast does finish, yeah, I might do the occasional videos. Look out for YouTube. I might put some videos up, jigsaws and otherwise. So, yeah, you never know. You may not have seen the last of me. But, yeah, that's the end of Brave New World anyway. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Thanks very much for your support over the years. And, yeah, strangely, I'll be saying again, see you next week. Bye-bye.